This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Thursday, September the 2nd. We are here to think every day, and you can hear the full show all day long, you know, at djvshow.com. So you can hear the podcast there, or you can listen to the whole program. I'm kind of thankful that we have that technical ability. And I was thinking about being thankful mostly because, this is crazy, there are literally dozens of promotions for Thanksgiving already. I don't know whether you've seen them around or not. Some of them online. We thought it was early for Halloween, but there's so much money to be made in the last quarter of the year, from September, October, November, people spending money at retail. And we've had a good economic year with travel and all of the other things, so the season looks like it will be strong. And then that got me into that mode of what we were all thankful for, what I'm thankful for, and it sure is a lot. Think about it. I do every day. Do you, ladies, do you think about what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for? Do you remind your partners?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
It's important kind of to do that, I think, and to be conscious of it at any rate. All right, let's see what else can we be conscious of. We haven't got an update from Jennifer yet today on the Newsom elder situation in California. The George Soros donation of $500,000. I thought there were campaign limits, so
don't those super PACs go around? Isn't that like a workaround?
Oh, okay. So that's,
yeah, this
that's
is what the
Citizens
biggest joke
United did. Okay, right.
It's the biggest now. Joke ever, where they say that it's going to help the people who are challenging the incumbent to limit campaign donations.
Yeah.
Now we just have super PACs. So
if you're a regular person, isn't there a cap like at $1,500 or something, right, that you can give to a
$1,000 for most? Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the office, but there are caps on individual donations, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the individual donation for PAC, and then it's
right.
The individual are off.
You'd be surprised. I think it's around $32,000, the independent donation cap for governor in California. So you can donate yourself $32,000 or somewhere in that ballpark.
Where's my checkbook?
Right, but I know.
That's a lot
right?
of money. Wow.
For it's like a tank of gas in California. It's amazing. I don't know how they could do it. Mm-hmm. George Soros, who gets involved with all of these local elections, although people pretend like he doesn't exist, like he's a ghost, but he is.
He's he looks
liberal
like a ghost.
He does. He is.
Yeah.
He is exactly the liberal cue, exactly right. So Soros gets involved with a lot of these little races. He gets involved with DA races. He gets involved with city council races.
How did George Soros make his money, by the way? I forgot.
I have no idea. I don't know, but he has enough to give like $1 million total to Newsom.
Yeah.
So he's, I mean, look, probably, they all are at some point, right? It's banking, it's investments, and it's real estate. I mean, that's how you make real money, I think. So there's some new polling that's good.
Too.
You could, sure. Yeah. Hey, look, there's outliers in every, there's always something.
Right.
But the polling is looking better for Newsom. He's picked up like a point or two depending on the
Why do you say that? I get discouraged when you say that. I don't want to hear
what?
That.
I don't want to hear it either, believe me.
Polling is picked up for Newsom.
But I say this because it matters about the turnout. And because it's been really strange. Like Newsom, every time he talks about it, he says it's an all-mail-in election. Well, yeah, everybody got a ballot. But you can still go and vote in person. You can still go for early voting. You can still take your mail-in ballot and drop it off at a polling place.
Well, let's confuse the voters as much as we can, though, it will be to our advantage.
So I think there's going to be probably a large onslaught. Like Republican voters typically will turn out on Election Day. I don't know about the people in the middle, though. There's these new, they call them the convert block, and these are people who are not like registered Republicans. They might even be registered Democrats, maybe more likely independents or no party preference. that are just fed up with Newsom. And so they're going to vote for the recall. You don't really have an idea as who they're going to vote to replace Newsom, but are they going to vote in person? Are they going to vote by mail? Are they, do they suspect that there's funny business going on with mail-in ballots? They're the unknowns. There's also a whole group of people that are expected to vote that have never voted before, kind of like the Trump turnout, where you had a bunch of evangelical Christians who turned out for the first time to vote for Trump. They're expecting that same thing against Newsom. So it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out.
Not too many evangelicals will be voting for Newsom.
No, they're voting against the recall. I mean, they're voting for the recall. And we don't know who's replacing them, but yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what these blocks of voters that people are watching. Typically, it's Latinos, the convert block, as they call them, and evangelicals. So we'll see.
All right, speaking of things that we're watching or paying attention to, there still are people left behind in Afghanistan. There are families, there are children, there are animals, and one wonders if these people, and I see something about the Taliban arresting some British soldier because he was trying to help a bunch of Afghans get out of them. So I guess the point is that a lot of people are trying to help the Afghanistanis who want to get out of Afghanistan to get out. But the Taliban seems to be standing in their way. Is that a correct read of the situation?
And the door-to-door executions have also started. There's a story in Politico this morning that just popped up, well, actually yesterday evening, that says that the majority of the Afghan SIVs were left behind, according to the State Department. SIVs are the special visas that were given to people who assisted us. And they're saying that the number could be like 100,000 that were left behind in Kabul. Now, what do you do with all these people? That's another question. Do you bring them all to this country? Do you try to find, where do you resettle them?
Yeah.
How do you get them out? And then who the hell were on the planes? If there are still 100,000 special visa people who have assisted the American military and our allies over the last 20 years and they got left behind, then who the heck was on all the planes? Because they did evacuate 100,000.
Okay.
Right.
So the average 400 times, let's see,
14
planes, 4 of our 16, 18. So twice a day they were evacuating.
Don't forget to carry the one.
I know, right?
They were evacuating in American commercial airliners. They were doing an average of two, some of them three round trips a day, depending on what airport they were going to. So that's between 3,600 and 4,600 people that were evacuated a day by our airliners, the commercial airliners went over there. So multiply that times eight, and that's a significant number of people.
And this is my own ignorance, but I'm just surprised at the numbers of people, because in the month of June, there was a figure that I saw that it was like 40,000 people in a week or something were leaving. Then they were from part of the Afghan government and the army, and they basically were just like, all right, well, this isn't going to end well, so we're leaving. So how many people could possibly be left? I mean, is this like Manhattan? Is there 8 million people? I don't know.
Well,
it just feels like
it's a full, I mean, remember, it's a full country, and we focus all of our efforts on Kabul. That's one of the things that just irritates me about this, because there are so many places around Afghanistan, and it's not like you can just jump in a car and drive. I mean, you have Taliban checkpoints, you have terrible roads. I mean, the conditions are ridiculous.
It's like people want to be evacuated from Staten Island, you know, or maybe the Bronx.
I guess the good equation is, right, that look at the state of California. Yeah, it would be really helpful to focus on Los Angeles or on San Francisco, but there are a lot of other places that
beautiful places too in that state.
I don't know. These numbers are really troubling. What happens to these people? Again, and what kind of vetting are on the people happened with the people who are now waiting to come back into this country at our military bases here? Who are they? Did they have special visas?
Let's take a different twist on this. Oliver North, God love Ollie, has surfaced, and the focus is on what China is going to do with the weapons that were left of ours in Afghanistan. So, Jennifer, what is Ollie saying, and where is
it? Well, it's kind of the same thing I think that maybe I mentioned this week, and that is, yes, we left behind the equipment, and there are two very... So I think all of us agree if you can get it out, you should get it out. No one did that. And then Trump says, well, if I had done this, I would have blown up the equipment because it's too expensive to get it out, but I would have blown it up so they couldn't have used it. Which seems pretty reasonable to me. Biden left the equipment. His military personnel says that they deactivated much of it. Yet, you still have the, now you've handed them the optics of having like this military.
Reverse engineer? What does
that mean? That's what I'm getting at. So now you have this military parade that happened yesterday, and they have these, you know, now they're embarrassing us on the national stage or on the global stage. So what Oliver North is saying is something that I've said, that yes, he had the helicopters, and yes, maybe they're disabled and they can't use them in the same capacity that the U.S. military is, but that China's already in there. They will reverse engineer these and they will make them work again up to capabilities that the United States has, and now you've got a fully armed Taliban military, or you give all of that equipment over to China. It's the same thing that's happening with Russia. Russia's coming into the country and they're helping them locate the people that they're that are trying to hide and hunker down waiting for evacuation if they can ever get it by
our
using their cell phone systems.
The Russians, our friends, the Chinese. No, not so much. Okay, so let's see here what else there is. We went into the cost of all of this stuff before. I don't know that people understand, or maybe, you know, this goes back to the simple nature of understanding how much you pay in taxes and where it goes. You get a check that when you look at the stub, it tells you how much of taxes, insurance, and all that. Do you pay attention to it? If you don't, or do you pay attention? If you do your own taxes, you probably pay attention, but if you have somebody else do it, it's just you write a check. You have no idea, really. You don't think about what, I mean, I get onto this exercise every April 15th, or this year, I guess it was May 15th. Where does your tax money go?
Rich McFadden, who used to be a part of the show, would say every time, and he was right, if we had to cut a check with every pay period that we, with every paycheck, if we had to cut half of it and give it to the government, there would be a revolution because people would want more accountability. Right now, it just disappears, so we don't really get the full impact of how much we pay.
Well, I think the question, though, is for anybody who's, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, and your 6.2% is coming out of your paycheck every payroll for Social Security that's not going to exist by the time you retire. What, I mean, can I have my money back, please? Yeah. And I can invest it myself.
You got to pay. It's a big scheme. Yeah. You got to pay for the people who need it now.
Right. That's why they don't let you do that. You can have it on your own, but you still have to pay into Social Security or whatever the trust funds are. I think the only people that are exempt from that are public employees, right? They don't have to pay into Social Security. They pay into their union
and
retirement.
And teachers, too.
That's what I'm saying, public employees.
Wait, they don't have to pay into it?
Well, no, you don't have to pay into
it. My mom paid into, so this actually became a problem for her because she didn't have enough credits, I think it was for Medicare, when she turned 65 because she'd been a teacher most of her adult life. And she paid into the union, but then at 65, the union's health coverage takes a dump. So you're covered, it's great, until you're 65 when you really start to need it, and then you're struggling
with,
what
later.
Do I do? Yeah.
Alligator. Yep. All right, 18 half the hour on the DJV program. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper,
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour here on the Thursday DJD program, and at 23 past the hour, we queue up for a social media discussion of what's trending. Jay in the spotlight with a song that will equal ice cream. Huh? You'll find out what how I'm connecting the dots here after this.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so Jay, you have the pleasure, the distinct pleasure, of connecting the dots here between the song All Night Long and the new ice cream flavor launched by Lionel Richie and Tyra Banks. Wow, this is a combo and a half.
Right?
What is this? Yeah, what is this?
So Tyra Banks has a new ice cream brand, Smize, S-M-I-Z-E, and she had a collaboration with Lionel Richie and kind of honoring his jam All Night Long, and it is called All Night Love. Really good. Vanilla ice cream based with midnight cookie, crumble swirls, salted caramel ribbons, and milk chocolate covered fudge hearts.
Really?
Wow. That does sound really good.
Right?
Tyra had ice cream.
I didn't either. She just launched it this spring. There is a shop in L.A. They also do local deliveries with DoorDash in L.A., but the nationwide shipping will start going out. Pre-orders for, can you imagine,
pre-orders
for ice cream?
Ladies,
pre-orders started yesterday.
Yeah, here's a tip. do not order ice cream and expect it to come to you if you put it in those freezer whatever containers, because by the time it gets to you, it will have been in heat, it will have been in cold, it will have been tossed around.
Then you get all those ice crystals, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I've ordered ice cream from California before and had it delivered, and it was fine. Yeah, they package it all up with a bunch of dry ice. And
The question is, will you be ordering this? Are you going to try some slime? Probably not.
I ordered, what was it, salt and straw, that is known for the really wacky ice cream flavors. We ordered some of their Thanksgiving ones that had real turkey pieces. There was, like, with gravy swirls. There was a pumpkin pie one. Spoiler alert, they were all really gross.
Oh.
By the way, good job of throwing your boss under the bus, Jay. Thank you. All right, next.
Wait, what?
Oh, did I not mention Doug's ice cream? Doug has the best ice cream in America.
He actually has an ice cream bus.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
I got it.
I have ice cream flavors that are not equivalent to whatever this stuff is. But when I said don't ship it, the experience is that we have tried to ship ice cream and it hasn't worked. Even if you put it in dry ice, it doesn't seem to get there, and so you have unsatisfied customers. That was the point I made, and then you jumped in and said, well, I ordered
it's
it.
Great.
It was fine.
Well, then I think you need to call the place that Jay ordered from and find out how
right.
to
make sure secret. I get that.
Yeah.
Right. All right, the Spice Girls reuniting for the 25th anniversary release of their first album. So you got Ginger and Posh and Scary and Sporty and Baby. Are they friends still? Are they? What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're
going back on the road?
Well, the four of them without Victoria Beckham did do a reunion 2 years ago before COVID. But I don't know. That's always the big rumor, right? Will they do another tour together?
Will they?
Well, and I thought
they?
Victoria was supposed to be part of it, and then she had to back out due to other work obligations.
I think
Spice 25 comes out at the end of October, for those of you who are excited. Order it with your ice cream. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deaths have been reported in New York City and New Jersey as extreme rain from the remnants of Hurricane Ida sent the New York City area into a state of emergency overnight. New York's FDR Drive, a major artery on the east side of Manhattan, and the Bronx River Parkway were underwater Wednesday evening. Subway stations became so flooded, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority suspended all service. The storm blew through the mid-Atlantic states with at least 2 tornadoes, heavy winds, and drenching rains that collapsed the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building in New Jersey and threatened to overrun a dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania. That's about 90 minutes' drive east of Pittsburgh. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and the Poor People's Campaign will receive the Freedom Award from the National Civil Rights Museum in Tennessee. The awards recognize significant contributions to civil and human rights and will be presented in a virtual ceremony on 14 October. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This Day in History, Flash, 1945.
MacArthur moved to his next great role aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Here on the morning of September 2nd, the drama of surrender reached its climax. In a ceremony that lasted only 20 minutes, the fate of Japan was sealed forever. The 11-man Japanese delegation was photographed by cameramen, perched at every vantage point to record the momentous event for posterity. The stage was set. General MacArthur walked from a cabin to open the surrender ceremonies.
We are gathered here, representatives of the major warring powers, to conclude a solemn agreement whereby peace may be restored. The terms and conditions upon which surrender of the Japanese Imperial Forces is here to be given and accepted are contained in the instrument of surrender now before you. I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
On behalf of Emperor Hirohito, Foreign Minister Mamoru Shigemitsu, signed for the Japanese government.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Minutes after the hour, this is the DJV Thursday program. September 2nd is upon us, and in addition to being the 2nd of September, it's World Coconut Day. The aim of having this day to bring coconuts into the spotlight and recognize their importance. Okay, coconuts, coconut, the water that's in coconuts that some people call coconut milk, which it is not, because, as we all know, milk only comes from the mammary glands of mammalians. So this is not milk. But at any rate, it is coconut water, and you all know it. Have you ever been hit on the head?
Well, if it's not water, then what is it? Right? Well, water is H2O. It's not H2O,
yeah,
so what would
water.
We call it?
Well, it is kind of watery. It's not. Stop! Don't try to box me into a corner with this.
I know.
Oh, don't hold him accountable for what he
said. What was the thing that he was okay with saying? And I forget what it was.
Wasn't it a coconut milky substance or?
No, there was something. Oh, almond butter. All the nut butters. That was okay, even though it's not butter.
No,
but as long
say
as it's not
I
milk.
I get that because peanut butter has been around for so long.
Yeah. Maybe that's...
Well, wait, Doug, what do you call the bath stuff? Like bath milk?
That's not milk. That's bath.
That's soap.
It's soap. Put it in the soap.
It's like a lotiony thing.
Yeah, soap. All right, you got to get in on this, too.
He's so hung up on this.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Let me get a clarification here. It's bad enough when Victoria is on top of me, and then Jennifer. Now you're going to join that club? Is that how I interpret this?
It's no truth tellers.
I stand behind Doug. I'm changing whatever Doug says. I agree with.
That's it. See,
I like my job a lot.
Perfect. There it is. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, back to coconut, whatever it is, the origin of coconut. That's an interesting. Where is that
coconut,
name coming from? The name, this is a song, isn't there? Coconut. Is it coconut?
Put the lime in the coconut. Mix it all up. Harry Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Okay, anyway. It's very good. She's
it's
got
an amazing song.
Yeah. I love the song. I had no idea who sang it, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where does Coco, what about Coco Chanel? Where does that come from? What's that mean? Coco
her name.
Chanel.
That was her name.
So somebody's named Coco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always thought
she was a contemporary of yours, wasn't she?
Well, she's been around, yeah, for a while. The Coco, I always thought, was attributed to chocolate, or the origins of chocolate, because it's the cocoa, but it's spelled differently. It's C-O-C-O-A, isn't
right.
it? The cocoa
yes.
bean? Yeah.
So that has nothing
to
do with this.
Have we contributed to your confusion, folks, yet? Did we?
Yeah, I know, right?
No.
What is it again? So today is National Coconut Day.
Coconut Day, right. And from
then
there,
you're asking about how the name of coconut happened?
Yes.
Okay,
that is
that's
what I'm asking.
Ancient Iberian folklore that tells us when the Portuguese and Spanish explorers saw the indentations on the coconut, which there are three indentations that kind of look like a face, like a human face,
mm-hmm.
it reminded them of a boogeyman, and so the mythical character that was their boogeyman was named Coco, and that's why coconut was born.
Very good. That's very instructive. That's the most instructive you've been all day, Victoria. Thank you.
Awesome.
Very good. Okay, who listens to Joe Rogan's podcast? Raise your hands, please.
Nope.
This is the biggest podcast on the air, or can we even say on the air? Rogan, who's kind of an anti-everything, has been not in favor of shots, shall we say, one of those. But now he's tested positive for COVID, and he's saying, I guess this is all over Instagram, Jay, that he was sick last weekend. He went to Florida for some comedy shows, and he got sick. What the hell do you think is going to happen to you in Florida if you're not prepared for it? But anyway, he apparently took horse dewormer to fight. What's that stuff called? I forget.
That's the ivermectin.
Ivermectin, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I give to my cows. I run it. It's a purple substance. I run it along the back, their backbone, to deworm them.
Mm-hmm.
I would no more ingest that than I would fly to the moon. I might go to the moon quicker than I do this.
Well, ivermectin is the thing that there's a lot of misinformation, as always.
Well, it depends on the size of the dose, Victoria.
Ivermectin is approved for use in humans for if you have, like, a certain parasite. Like, a friend of mine went on a surf trip to Nicaragua and got a really bad parasite.
It is a dewormer.
And ivermectin was the medicine that she took in a human dose, obviously, not for a horse or a cow. So, but the problem, though, is a lot of people don't know what they're doing. They're buying this stuff, you know, from, because it's not a prescription like you need for a human. You know, you can go and buy horse dewormer. You can go and buy, you know, you don't need the vet to
go to Tractor Supply.
Right.
And buy the horse dewormer.
And people are doing that, and they don't know how to dose it. Plus, the larger issue, and we know that in Mississippi they had to start asking people to stop taking it because poison control, 70% of the calls were because people were ODing on ivermectin. And so, but the larger part of that is that it's not even proven that it can help with COVID. And so people are taking it, preventatively. It's a whole thing. So Joe Rogan's anti-vax. He's been very vocal about being anti-vax. And so now that he got COVID and he was pretty sick, he said he took ivermectin, he took steroids, he took the monoclonal antibodies, which is also known as Regeneron. He took antibiotics, he took a vitamin drip, he took all those things, and then he said he felt great. Well, you're on prednisone. Of course you feel great. It makes you feel like you could fly off the
building. So can we get to the bottom line of this? Who finds Joe Rogan funny?
Well, that's a great question, because I've been asking that for a long time.
I don't begin. Most of these people, you know, every once in a while you flip through the channels, you get to the channel that does all of the guy who's a very, very wealthy broadcaster. I can't remember his name. A good-looking black guy. I can't remember his name. But he does all these interviews with people in movies and music, and he also has a portion of each hour devoted to stand-up comics. So every once in a while, especially if there's a commercial on a show, I'll go there and watch them, and I try to find out or to try to listen to them and find what is funny, whether it's the women, a lot of women comedians, and men. I just don't get what people find amusing about most of these people. They're vulgar. And they don't sound like they're all that smart, and they're playing to the lowest common denominator. So maybe it's just me, maybe I'm an elitist or whatever. I think Joe Rogan is a big bore. And anytime I've heard him, I think he's a big bore.
I'm a fan of comedy, and I think there are some really great stand-up comics out there, but he's not one of them.
No.
Well, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, and there are a whole bunch of really good
all right.
comics.
I'll go for those two guys.
Yeah, the guy that went to Heidelberg, Joe Rogan's not one of them.
There's a guy that went to Heidelberg, whose name escapes me, who's a famous comedian, and I cannot remember his name. Brian
Regan?
Regan.
Brian Regan?
Regan, yeah. He went to Heidelberg. He was funny. I remember.
He's very funny.
I had lunch with him when he came to Heidelberg for an event, and he was funny. But he was also a good guy.
He's a sweetheart, too.
Kind of a normal guy.
Yeah.
Rogan comes across as being a you-know-what. And so anyway, moving on. So the fellow who is the president or the coach of the Washington Nationals, what was this guy's job? Bob Boone. He was a player and a manager for the Nationals for 25 years. He quit yesterday because he didn't want to comply with the new policy that everybody who works for the Washington Nationals got to have a shot. So that was the end.
Is this guy older? Do we know?
Yeah, he looks like he's about my age, maybe a little bit younger.
I guess that's going to happen more and more, right? Jay and I were talking about it off the air. It's neither of us are in favor of a vaccine mandate, but we just really hope people get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of saying you have to put this in your body, because that would be the most hypocritical thing for me to make, because I'm staunchly pro-choice. So, governance over your own body is very important.
He's 73.
Okay.
He was a catcher for 20 years. And then he became
a manager. The reason I asked his age is because there are some people who, have certain health conditions that don't allow them to get the vaccine.
He's healthy. His son, Aaron, is the manager of the Yankees. That's who
is
a family thing, yeah. Anyway, so he was a good
baseball player. Well, his son must be vaccinated because New York doesn't mess around.
Yeah, his son is vaccinated.
Yeah.
No, his son readily says that he's vaccinated. All right, here are some of the notes today, keeping up with the latest COVID stuff. Some of the things that I'll be talking to Ken Kronhaus on our Good Day, the DGV Health Show this weekend. We'll have in-depth the discussion about whether the vaccination that we've been taking reduces or doesn't reduce the risk for long COVID.
That's a great question. I want to know the answer to that one for sure.
We have to listen to DGV Health then, Victoria. Also, we're going to talk about the booster. Ken got me off of wanting to go. He said, he called me up and he said, don't get another shot now. Because what's in it won't do you any good.
Right.
And it might numb the value of the booster that is being created that has the Delta and Lambda stuff in it. And apparently there's a lack of consensus. That's what he said. That has created a whole lot of confusion because I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, don't do it yet, because it may not do any good.
There's a lack of consensus, is the perfect way to say it.
Lack of information,
Right, and a lot of epidemiologists and people who work with, creating vaccines and stuff, they've all said that they were not happy that the Biden administration said everyone can get a booster after 8 months, because there still isn't enough data to know. And then if you're going to get a booster, it's the same exact formula that you already have. So I don't, it bumps your numbers back up to, you know, the 95 or 94%, but it still doesn't address Delta, Lambda, or even the new variant that they're tracking now. The World Health Organization has announced the Mu, I guess it's
Mu.
Mu,
Mu, yep.
What is that word? I've never heard
that's a Chinese word. This is more, we're
is
paying
it?
Homage
I thought
to the
using,
Chinese.
Who,
I mean,
no.
Isn't it
it's
the word
alphabet.
For pig?
Oh.
It's a letter in the Chinese alphabet, I think, or maybe it isn't. What did you say? Was the Greek alphabet?
Well, they've been using alpha,
Greek.
You know, delta,
maybe,
like they're using the Greek.
Well, maybe that is, yeah.
Maybe mu.
The next
must
letter
be
is
in
M.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, so it's really known as B1.621. That's the mutation. That's how many mutations there. I think Ken said there have been 1,000 or more mutations of this thing.
Yeah.
As it goes along. And it's just another flu virus. Basically, COVID is a flu and has the same basic ingredients, except in the lab in Wuhan, they made it, they added things to it that made it more contagious and more difficult to get rid of. For what, to me,
there was
obvious
yeah,
reasons.
That feels, I know, we all sort of have agreed on that from the beginning, but I was reading the story of one of the Chinese scientists who originally had been working on coronaviruses in a lab setting, and she said that normally a virus, the way it tracks in nature, it has a very long sort of ramping up period.
Mm-hmm.
And she said where it naturally goes through mutations, and sometimes it can get stronger and stronger with each mutation. And she said, but this one hit, and she was, I mean, she was basically blackballed by the Chinese government. She's like on the run for her life
lucky
now.
She
she's
didn't
living
get,
somewhere else.
She's lucky she...
Yeah, but she basically said that what made her believe that this was manipulated in the lab is that it had essentially jumped so many stages that it became so deadly so quickly, and she said she had never seen a virus act that way without being manipulated.
Because it was engineered by your friends and mine.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened. All right, 47 past the hour. Don't forget our new podcast that is all original material. The astrologer Laura Banks and the psychic Mary O'Malley get together with me every week for what's called Zodiac Magic. We've been doing this now for a month or two, and it's proven to be very popular with people who are interested in astrology, interested in what the stars can lead you to believe about what's going on every day, the transits in astrology, the new moon that's coming next week. So the entire week, day by day, is put out, set out by Laura, and what you can expect. And then there's help from Mary O'Malley. This week our discussion on Zodiac Magic features a focus on soulmates and whether you have found yours and whether they actually exist, that sort of thing, because everybody wants to talk about love, love, love. So check it all out, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or in fact it's easy to find wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the Thursday DJV program, time for a visit from Chuck Curry. Movie Moments coming up with a focus on the release date of Top Gun and Mission Impossible and James Bond and Jackass Forever. Okay, so after I say that and I introduce Chuck, but that's right after these words.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Seen a bus going down the 105, right? You can see the bad guy, the good guy, This is a movie where the good guys are good and the bad guy is really bad. And when you get right down to it, Speed was a channel marker for both Keanu Reeves and what's-her-face Bullock, right?
Sandra Bullock, absolutely.
Yeah. So
was and this what the first action movie that Keanu Reeves ever did?
Actually, he did Point Break a few years before, but he primarily, the reason we play that, Keanu Reeves turns 57 years old today, born September 2nd, 1964.
He's 57?
He has a net worth of $360 million. He's had a good career. He's had some ups and downs, but Bill and Ted, he was known as sort of a different type of actor. Then he did Point Break with Patrick Swayze. That was a really good movie, but the movie that changed his career was when he got the title role of Speed in 1994. He bulked up, he muscled up, and then he was looked at more of an action hero. But his chemistry,
and you could believe the chemistry,
was excellent
between him and Sandra Bullock. There was real chemistry. You could feel it. You could see it.
They were great together.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time I thought of him as an action star, and then he went on and did so many other things. I mean, he really pulled it off.
He got the Matrix in 1999 after Will Smith turned it down, and that franchise made him a ton of money. I also like a movie called The Replacements, where he played a replacement football player. Gene Hackman was the coach.
Yeah,
I find that movie highly enjoyable. Yeah. By all accounts, in real life, he's a super good guy. He's very charitable, gives money away, and sort of a free spirit.
But, I remember reading how well he and Hackman got along, almost like father and son, putting that movie together. Yeah, I remember that sort of thing. Okay, so, Chucker, I went to the movies last night, and I saw Aretha. Well, it wasn't called it. It was called Respect, but it basically should be called Aretha. Learned a whole lot about her life. Did you know she had a baby when she was, she got pregnant when she was 12 and gave birth just before she
was 13? I did not. So how hard-hitting was this story? What surprised you?
That surprised me. Her drinking and drug abuse surprised me. Her father beating her up and her husband's beating her up surprised me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. All of that
stuff. It's interesting you say that because Sony Pictures announced that Thanksgiving 2022 will be the release date for their Whitney Houston biopic. Right. It's titled I Want to Dance with Somebody. I think that has the potential to be a great movie if they tell a story in an honest way.
The real story.
An importance. The real story. I think it's people could learn from that. That's good. And that's what you should do if you're going to take the leap of faith and do a biopic on a famous person.
Yep.
Be honest. I think it just has more relevance and power to it.
Maverick and Mission Impossible 7 getting kicked back again.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Top Gun till May of next year and Mission Impossible September of next year.
Wow.
Here we go, Doug.
Yeah, I know. The James Bondo's coming out next month no matter what.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.